Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships. Good afternoon, everyone. It is March 19th, 2024. And I'm Anita DeFrancesco, and we're back with you at my Discover Joyous Love podcast. And today's topic is keeping the love emotion alive and present in your relationship, in your life. And how do we do that? I wrote a book called Love Buzz, which you can find it on Amazon. And here's just the top part of it is how to love buzz, how to love, express it, and feel it. And that's what I teach people in my classes and in this book. And there's many articles in here. So I'm going to work with one of the articles in here today that is called Maintaining Emotional Intimacy to take us through the podcast. It's not going to be a long podcast, but one of the things I want to say is how do we maintain love? How do we get to that place of love? I know it sounds easy and everyone thinks they know how to get there or they think they love themselves, but honestly, it is something that needs to be learned. And one of the things is to let go of hate and judgment. And all day long, we are faced with hate and judgment from others and ourselves, you know, placing judgment upon others. We look at people, we just have ways of condescending people, dismissing people. And this has to do with anger, the emotion of anger that sits really below the lower chakra in your body. And what this emotion is about is that part of you that's dormant. You're sitting on that energy and you don't have anywhere to go with it, but yet you're being faced with all of these forces all day long, every day. Well, how do we get through this? How do we move beyond this? Well, one of the ways to do this is to open up to the heart. That's right, opening up to your heart and allowing yourself to acknowledge that you have a heart, acknowledge that you are present, acknowledge that your heart is something not to be afraid of, to live by this and to understand this. So today our sponsor is Piazza Honda, where I bought my Honda CRV. So they are our sponsors today. And the topic in one topic that's in the book, Love Buzz, we're going to talk about today is maintaining emotional intimacy. The same thing, keeping the love alive and present in your life. Now, first of all, being centered is the key here. But part of being centered is having the balance of intimacy in your life. If you don't have intimacy, and I don't mean intimacy, love, sex, boyfriend, girlfriend, I mean intimacy. Are you connecting with people every day? You know, your school teachers, your colleagues. Is there an intimate bonding going on, or are you isolated? When you're isolated, it is a shield. It is a building block. And that takes us into boundaries, which will be another subject that I'll talk on next time. We can all have the diet and exercise in the world, but if we lack the emotional intimacy, then who are we? Who are we? It's an addiction, actually, and a disease. When was the last time you had intimacy? Now, I don't mean intimacy in romance, but I just mean an intimate connection with a good friend. Do you ever know what intimacy is? Do you understand your emotions enough to talk about them and share them with someone and know just what it is that you need? So here we go on that topic. Do you close down and build a wall, or do you express yourself to others? Do you tell people how you're feeling? It's not the norm for people to ask you how you're feeling, but I know I had a grandmother that would always ask me when I would see her, she'd ask all of us, so how are you feeling today? And we would think she was, where are you going with that? I'm not sick. We always put this defense up, like as if to say, why are you asking me how I feel? I'm not sick. And people would take that as meaning how they feel in their body, which is a part of your emotions, but people would take that as meaning like a sickness, a disease, such as, you know, having a bad cold or something, or flu. But how are you feeling today? Let's tap into that question, okay? And when you meet your friends and the people, your colleagues, talk about your feelings, or at least one feeling, like today I'm feeling, or, you know, I know it's hard because you can be a target. You people get triggered with victim mentality. If you say how you're feeling, people may jump at you and put you down or judge you. So tread the waters there with who you feel that you can express yourself with. Your everyday friends, people, even family members will definitely target you and trigger you and just put you in a box. And that's where it all begins. And lots of couples stay in the romance stage of their relationship because taking it to the next level means accepting the person as they are without reservation. So in the romance level is the puppy love. I love that level. Staying there forever. I'm sweet 16. But then to take it to the adult level, so you're a child, and then maybe you become a teenager in the relationship, and then you have to go to the adult level. Then all of a sudden, is it still fun? Well, people are afraid accepting the person as they are, accepting themselves. That's another topic. Acceptance. This can be challenging and too real for some people. Too much of a reality check. So coming back to that reality check, some people want to stay in fantasy when they're in love. And great. As long as it's a healthy relationship and something that's not going to be there forever, you know, a relationship that you're planning to make a life with this person, because you do have to step into reality if you're going to have a family and build a life together. But for the good old affairs and the good old fun, sex, love, taking trips and kissing, hugging, that's all great. I love it because I've done lots of it, and I think it's a wonderful, growthful tool and a healing tool as well. But there is going to be the serious, real moment too with a beloved or yourself when you're alone, when you're not with someone. Those days of isolation that set in. Okay, being emotional doesn't mean sexual, but rather it means being on a certain comfort level with your partner to the point of being able to express your feelings, being able to voice and share your anger and fears. This is a big one. A lot of partners cannot handle the anger and fear that may come from the other, but as you continually get into the relationship and you're making love and your emotions are moving to a different level, the triggering and the healing and all of that comes out. That is why it's important to be intercede with some type of intervention of healing therapy, spiritual, whatever, you know, psychological, because when those emotions come up from your childhood, if you didn't have such a great emotional upbringing. And I say emotional upbringing. We have had good upbringings. You know, our parents provide for us. I've had a good upbringing. My parents provided. They put food on the table. Yes, we had a car. Yes, we went to school and they paid. But there was no emotional upbringing. There was no emotional. And that's where the problem came. That's why I'm doing this work, folks. Because the emotions were dull. Not because they wanted to be. It's just that they hadn't come into the world we're in now, where you're allowed. And the woman didn't have the voice back then. And so we had to sort of like live in our own little box, so to speak. But, you know, you can get out of that box. We're out of it now, right? So being able to voice and share that anger and fears, be careful, take it in steps, I say, in the relationship with the beloved. Emotional intimacy means that you can share joy and sorrow with that person. Oh, isn't that great? If you can find that beloved where you can share the joy and the love, sometimes they're not accepting of your feelings or emotions. They just want the relationship to be as it is. Very vanilla, very black and white, so to speak. What happened to the shades of gray in that spectrum? And some people are afraid. They don't want to take it to different levels. Or they feel it's going to go to another level. Or something in them may open up. Something in them may trigger. Big word, trigger, right? If you're not able to do this, then you are not really ready to have the long-term relationship, folks. And that's it. One of my chapters in my book, Love Buzz, which can be found www.lovebuzz.online, which can be found on Amazon, this book. You can search it there and or on my website. But if you're not able to do this with them, then you're not ready for this long-term relationship. So cut it short, clip it. You know, just have a, like I call it, like these pop-up relationships. Somebody comes into your life and you feel chemistry and whatever you feel, or maybe you agree on things and you want to travel together, but don't take it all so serious. Take it in stride, listening to the inner voice before the impulsive action. It is about trusting yourself and each other and allowing your partner to see you at your best and worst. So think about that one for a moment. Yes. How are you feeling is my question today, folks. How are you feeling? Let's tap in for a moment. Oh, let's feel our lungs for one thing. But what's in the lungs, the heart, and the emotion that is around that? Emotional intimacy happens when two people trust and communicate in a way that fosters the mutual sharing of each other's innermost self. It's a long way before you get there because the relationships begin on the surface. They generally begin with sex. But if you don't have intimacy in your life with your colleagues and the people around you, your family, your children, it's going to be hard to have intimacy with a beloved. It just doesn't show up. It's something you have to work toward. It's something you need to cultivate. You need to cultivate it, okay? Part of being emotional is surrendering to your partner by letting go of some of those walls, folks. Now, again, we're going to get into boundaries, another talk, but by allowing your partner to see you, we build walls, right? How do you build walls? It's a shield. So having a boundary, how do you have a boundary? How do you have boundaries? Boundaries are something that you understand and you write them down. I want to have a boundary when it comes to giving too much to anyone, a person or a beloved. I want to have a boundary. I create the boundary so I don't overgive, you know, or I want to have a boundary in eating. How much sugar? I have a boundary with sugar. Well, that's one I'm working on because sugar is real easy to just consume. And I'll say, I'm a sugar addict. Yes, I love sugar. It's a major part of my diet. Candy, but I eat a lot of good food. But I do have a boundary, and it's a discipline, so I work toward it. Yoga helps that in the mind. So we have to continually, and this is the problem in the world. There's not enough discipline, surrendering and accepting training for these young kids. That's why they're all running around shooting with guns. I mean, we really need to learn how to, like, get strong and accept who we are. Okay, so, see, social media tends to, you know, put people in a fantasy and they want to have everything and people get depressed because they don't have all the goods and the riches, et cetera, et cetera. But that's material. We need to come back to surrendering to our power, and that is your riches. And that's what Tantra, wisdom is my work, and that's what teaches, and that's what we teach there. When we become close to someone, we seek out that safety, safety, folks, and hope they will accept and value us. So again, you're vulnerable, you're a target, you're wearing your emotions on your sleeve, and you're getting close to someone, but they don't respond, and you're not feeling safe. That means you need to come back and take a step back. So we create this space in between you and the partner, or you and anyone, your friends. I have friends that I never felt safe with to say anything when I was a child, when I was a young girl in my 20s growing up. I was afraid to say things. I thought I'd be attacked. I didn't feel safe. The safety comes in the emotions, okay? It's the emotional safety that we're after, being accepted and judged. And we need more kindness and love in the younger years so that the more adult years can live peacefully and healthily. Emotional intimacy involves being responsible and committed to each other's feelings. That's a big one. That's a whole topic in itself. How many relationships have I been in, have you been in, where they didn't take your emotional feelings into consideration? After 6 months, you're getting dumped or whatever, or during the course of the relationship, you're being verbally abused or whatever, you know, and you're not really being nourished with the emotions that are opening up, like the sexual, the kissing, the hugging, that opens the heart more, that opens the body, that opens the senses. I know, we need to learn all this. That's why I teach this in Tantra Wisdom. Tantra Wisdom is my work, tantrawisdom.com. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love, and it is my podcast. You can find it on Spotify. I'm Anita DiFrancesco. So, I'll be quick here. I just wanted to make this a quick podcast so that you can listen to it all at once. Emotional intimacy begins in childhood. I already said that. It's a necessary part of human development so that we inhabit and build a cultivation within the nervous system so that the feelings are honored and developed. Oh, this is so important to honor each other's feelings. I cannot tell you the reverence and the respect that goes with honoring someone's feelings. Anyhow, we'll have to work on that. There are many causes for a lack of intimacy. Split of families is just pretty much one big one. It is something we need to get back to and train our children. Not good enough parenting going on out there these days. Everybody's too self-centered and worried about themselves, and they neglect the child, believe it or not. They don't think they are, but they are. Because the world is giving us that message through the gun shootings, et cetera, and the mental illness. The quasi-mental illness, everyone is, chemistry in their bodies are just changing. Mental illness can just, you can just snap. It can just come on. And you may not be born with it, but it can certainly attack you in your lifetime at any age. So, schools need to focus on the area and teach the children how to connect, people hide their feelings for fear of rejection and of course, judgment. And others hide because of being vulnerable and attacked. All through my childhood, I was always hiding my feelings because all the kids would attack me all the time. I had this blonde hair and everybody had long hair back then. But I was one of these people. I was sort of in my own little thing. I was outspoken, but I was afraid to be outspoken because I was going to be attacked. But I certainly was a person of my own. And that is what people fear. And that is where they feel that they could, they want to steal they want to be a vampire. They want to steal your energy. They become afraid of you because you look like someone that can be overpowering. But those people that have that higher charisma, that higher power that comes through, they're actually people that can enlighten us. So take a look at that instead of knocking it down or being jealous or being in fear. So the key to learning about your feelings is developing intimate communication skills. Oh, how do you feel? What I'm feeling today? What I'm going through? People don't talk anymore because they're on the text all day. How do you expect to express your emotions to someone? I have to make a phone call once in a while just so not to get isolated. I love talking and saying how I feel. How I feel. This is what I'm feeling. I'm not venting anger. Now, you have to be careful of that. You don't want to displace that anger onto anyone who doesn't deserve it, especially a child. But you want to have a place to bring your anger. And I do the ergonomy breathing, Dr. Willem Reich's work, where we have a place where we bring our anger. But to just talk about how you're feeling, to people, that's how you develop. And get off a text for a week. We sometimes lack the tools to verbalize our innermost feelings and thoughts because of fear, or we just don't know how. Read my book, Love Buzz, How to Love, Express It, and Feel It. How to Love, Express It. I have a different cover on this, folks, so I'm just showing you part of it here. I have a new cover coming out on this because I'm really not liking this one. It's like the fourth time I'm changing the cover on this book. Anyhow, we sometimes lack the tools to verbalize our innermost. Okay, we also need to have a healthy boundary when it comes to emotional intimacy. Remember that. You don't want to give all your emotions away in one spot to one person in one moment. Let's balance them out and distribute them in a healthy, positive way. This means that they are emotionally unbalanced if you're If you get too close too soon to someone and find themselves alone, then you're emotionally unbalanced and need to come back to the relationship of the self. Self-love. That's a whole nother topic, and I've talked about that many times, okay? So the way into the feelings is being true to yourself. Acceptance and surrender. These are two big words that the world needs right now. Accept who you are. Accept what you have. Surrender to you. Doesn't matter. We're not in a competition, but it seems like everybody is all the time. And people are just, social media in a way is good and is bad, and it has really brought emotions to a different level in both ways, suppression and over the top. So be true to yourself and finding that relationship with the innermost self. This is the first step to learning about your emotions, folks. Opening up to the old buried feelings that went unexpressed, those feelings that are still there inside, that hidden voice. Let's get it out. What is your voice today, right now? Right? Okay. Bring them to life and live them out. Now, look. How are you feeling right now? Let's take a deep breath in. That's it. Taking that deep breath. Take a moment here. You may need to find a safe, supportive group to begin this process. I'm sorry I have to tell you that, folks, but that is where it may begin. There's a lot of meetup groups. There's a lot of therapists that offer these supportive groups. Some are very low scale in price. Some are free. Some your health insurance may cover. So I would look into it. You may need, right, find the support. Okay, emotional intimacy and physical intimacy are intertwined because one feeds off of the other. That's a whole nother topic. Your physical intimacy and all the pain and the emotion, the brain is in the body. So what you're feeling in the body is the chatter in the head, or is the chatter in the head the feeling in the body? We must first know what kind of intimacy that we require or need more of. Right? What do you need? Hugs, love, affection, attention, support? Someone to hear you. Hear me. That's the big one. A lot of people are not heard. You're telling people about your life, spewing off about how great you did this, that, or the other, and they're making it about themselves, or they're not hearing you because they're texting. Anyway, if we lack emotional intimacy, chances are the sexual intimacy could be boring. Just physical. And on that note, folks, thank you for tuning in to Discover Joyous Love. This is my podcast. You can find it on Spotify. I've been your host, Anita DeFrancesco, tantrawisdom.com or discoverjoyouslove.com. Love Buzz is my book where you can purchase that and other books I have. I have 5 books now. I will have another one coming out. And on Amazon, of course. Thank you. Today is St. Joseph's Day, just for your information, March 19th. Have a great day.